This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. First, Senator Jeff Sessions' nomination to be Attorney General was held up because the GOP leadership needed his vote to confirm Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who we just spoke about, who was approved on a squeaker in the Senate yesterday. Now Jeff Sessions' nomination has been delayed for another reason: intense Senate Democratic solidarity in opposition. Opposition that produced this moment last night.
It has been a long uphill struggle to keep alive the vital legislation that protects the most fundamental right to vote. A person who has exhibited so much hostility to the enforcement of those laws.
The senator is reminded that it is a violation of Rule 19 of the standing rules of the Senate to impute to another senator or senators any conduct or motive unworthy or becoming a senator.
Mr. President, I don't think I quite understand.
That moment gets a lot bigger, and you're going to hear it in just a moment. It was Senator Elizabeth Warren reciting a 1986 letter to the Senate, a letter by Coretta Scott King criticizing Jeff Sessions' record on civil rights, and being interrupted there by Senator Steve Daines of Montana. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick has the story. He's with us. Todd, what happened last night?
John, Senator Jeff Sessions is up for Attorney General. His vote is later tonight, and Elizabeth Warren was on the floor opposing Jeff Sessions, as almost all of the Democrats do. You had the tape there. She was reading the letter from Coretta Scott King that dates back to 1986, when Jeff Sessions was up for a federal judgeship in Alabama, which he did not get because of charges of racism.
And this is a normal debate on the nomination, right? And they're talking about his record on civil rights, which is the kind of issue you would expect people would debate in the Senate.
Yeah, you sure would. Now, the way that Rule 19, subsection 2, is interpreted came up for question after this. Of course, Democrats think that Elizabeth Warren was silenced. Republicans think that the rules were applied to protect Jeff Sessions' reputation, John. But the chair, who's a Republican in this case, Steve Daines, gets to interpret these things.
But it got even more elaborate. Let's listen.
I'll pick up then with Mrs. King's letter. Sons and brothers.
Mr. President.
They are...
Mr. President.
The Majority Leader.
The Senator is impugning the motives and conduct of our colleague from Alabama as warned by the Chair. Senator Warren, quote, said Senator Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens. I call the Senator to order under the provisions of Rule 19.
The Senator from Massachusetts.
Mr. President, I am surprised that the words of Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate. I ask leave of the Senate to continue my remarks.
Is there objection?
Object.
I appeal the ruling.
Objection is heard. The Senator will take her seat.
Wow. Now, on the one hand, Elizabeth Warren makes a great point. This is Coretta Scott's King reading that on the Senate floor. What the heck is wrong with that? But is there also an issue here of this is not a filibuster, but it smells like a filibuster, and the senators are behaving that way as they approach the Democrats?
John, a lot of the acrimony that's behind all of this is frustration over Democrats slow walking President Trump's nominees through the Senate. Mitch McConnell has been very frustrated by that. Now, what's wrong with Coretta Scott King's words? Probably nothing, but Rule 19, subsection 2 is as stands, and it was determined afterward. It doesn't matter if those words are factual or not, or if they're from a letter or not. Rule 19 apparently can be enforced. The aftermath of this, John, I don't know how many people were watching Elizabeth Warren's speech late last night, but they sure know about it now.
Wow. To see the 86 letter written by Coretta Scott King, head over to the website at thetakeaway.org.